That exact question hangs over a meeting of world leaders this week in Scotland. President Biden will be there.
The president wanted to have agreements on a big infrastructure bill and a big budget bill by now and does not. How does that compare to the other countries represented at this meeting?
You know, the situation in the U.S. is very similar to what's happening in a lot of countries. Things are changing, but at the same time, they're not changing enough to meet the goal that the world's countries set for themselves. Just over the weekend, the world's biggest economic powers, the so-called G20, met in Rome. And coming out of that meeting, Secretary of State John Kerry was saying there had been so much progress. You know, a bunch of countries committed to the goal of cutting back greenhouse gas emissions enough to keep the world from warming up more than 1.5 degrees Celsius.
When you get major industrial nations, the largest economies of the world, more than half of them, saying we're on board to hit 1.5 degrees, that is a giant step forward. And it leaves me with optimism that we can still close the gap with some of these other countries. So we're working on that.
He talked about every country in the G20 now agreeing to cut off financing for coal-burning power plants in other countries. That is a real change. Some countries, like the U.S., are talking a good game, saying we will move really quickly to get off fossil fuels, get net greenhouse gas emissions down to zero in 30 years. But they've not yet managed to actually, you know, deliver the policies that would get them there, because it's politically tough.
I think you're going to see we've made significant progress, and more has to be done.
But why would other countries be reluctant to step up?
Well, some of them were saying we don't have the money to pay for these new cleaner power plants and transportation systems and so forth, which gets us to a big issue, what people call climate finance. Wealthier countries promise to deliver a lot of money, $100 billion a year, to help them cope with climate change, build clean energy systems. They have not done that, and that is also on the agenda here in Glasgow, how to fix that.
So what is Biden going to be saying to these other countries?
He is going to say, we are back. We are committed to doing our part to keep the planet from catastrophic warming. Maybe Congress hasn't approved my plan yet, but one way or another, my administration is going to get this done.